This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on our nationally syndicated Genesis Communications Network. And we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 operators. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And by the way, a special shout out to the Temple Terrace Police Department tonight. Appreciate the work you guys are doing. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and everybody else working the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Check out everything that's over there for you to take advantage of. Well, 7 minutes past the hour. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi. Hi, Captain. Hi to the team. Okay, almost didn't make it on tonight, guys, but just stay with me here. I was going to do a special blessing, and I don't do them if I can't pre-pray them, and so it will be the next show, I promise you. Every one of you. I know some of you probably heard that I was going to, you know, I can only give them when I can give them, and I've had a very rough day. I don't think I've ever said this on the radio. That's not been my best day. There are people that are we're fighting spiritual battles, people, just in case you haven't known it. We are fighting spiritual battles.
They're the good guys and the bad guys.
That's right.
Yep.
And there's no in-between anymore.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting desperate. Problem is, they're getting desperate.
That's true.
But I'm not. But tomorrow night, I will. I did want to say a little something I was going to say, though, tonight, and that is about the border. I when my sister, God bless her, the Lord took her, you know, a couple months ago, lived in a very bad area of Texas. It wasn't bad many years ago, but it got so bad that I'm happy that she's kind of on the other side right now, because the things that she told me when all the illegals were moving in around there, they couldn't even speak English, and they would be, you know, coming and going out of these little homes at night. It was obvious they were drug dealing, and this was in the past couple year time. It was so bad a year ago that I was worried about her very life, but she was too ill to be moved. But if anybody that does not believe this is a crisis, I could tell you stories that my sister told me when she was able to that had me just riveted. I mean, I felt very bad. She's 2,000 miles from me, and I could do nothing. She was near the border, but they found their way over there, you know, to her, and it was very, very bad. So if anybody listening to this thinks that we do not have a crisis, and by the way, the diseases they're bringing alone, do you know, I feel that the people working, the Border Patrol and all, the people working around them, how contagious this could be. So this is a real problem. I'm very concerned about it. I've been weeping about it because it doesn't look like it's getting better. And certainly, I don't understand why anybody who's an American, anybody who's in America doesn't understand we have a problem there. And nobody should be against what Trump is trying to do there. And if anyone's listening on that side, you know I'm all for it. And when I heard horror stories from my sister, that began probably actually about 2 or 3 years ago when it was really bad, I thought, well, surely that won't continue. Oh, yes, it did. And as she was becoming more ill, you know, it was getting worse. So, you know, that does need to be taken care of. Again, there'll be a special blessing tomorrow night by areas and, of course, names, and I pretty well got a whole new list done up, and I partly. So also, all you truckers, God bless you. I know there's more and more of you. And you know, give your names, by the way, to the captain, because we like to hear the names of...
Or the company. We just go with the company. That's
good
enough.
Yeah, the company. I remember Crete Company, because he...
Crete Carriers, ICCC, Shaper, and Hunt Transportation, all those guys. There's about 5,000 of them.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I could do 5,000. But anyway, and I noticed there was a new one coming from Denver, I thought. But anyway, we'll get to some of that tomorrow night. But
Denver's a major transportation hub amongst other things. Yep.
That's interesting. Yeah, Denver. God bless.
Then you got San Antonio, all the military folks there.
Yeah, San Antonio, definitely, I know that. Yeah, Texas, yeah, good old Texas. But anyway, and I know that Dave's probably a Z-glue because they still got bad weather.
Yes, he
there.
Is. He just sent me a picture of it.
Oh, really? Oh, Dave, that's cute. Oh, the reason I say that is because, you know, I often, where I wanted to move, believe it or not, they have self-contained igloos. I wish I could still move up there to Missouri. But anyway, we won't go into that. But anyway, tomorrow night I will give my shout out. Some of you can tell I'm probably not myself tonight. It's been a rough week, a rough day. They're very rare for me, by the way. But things going on that, it does worry me. It bothers me that we are not, that this border thing, it shouldn't be. I don't understand why, if you're an American.
It's become politics, and as long as the president wants to do something to try to help America, these people don't. It's become a political hot potato, and there's not much you can do about
it. Well, maybe they'll get one of the diseases, and then they'll change their mind. Because there are things brought back that we had taken care of here. You know, it's terrible. I said, I don't even understand it. If we're Americans, we're Americans. So that part I don't understand. But, you know, be that as it may, it is. I know. You know. Also, to Catholics, to all who celebrate it, Lent just began, and for 40 days. And then, of course, Easter's April 21st. And, yes, I do take that very seriously. Of all of the time of the year, that is the most important to me. So I'll be doing some messages for that. And let me end with these beautiful words tonight. I found that right by me. If I have time, I don't know if I have time. I think I do. The third and fourth verses of America the Beautiful. This is a country we love, and we'll fight for it. I will. I'll do everything I can. Oh, I can't get it on. I'll get that on another night, people. In the meantime, just remember, the blessings, the shout-out, we'll do it tomorrow night. And in the meantime, God bless America, and God bless each of you. And thanks for being patient with me.
All right, Ms. Rosary, the prayer intercessor, appreciate her. We're coming right back with a whole bunch more. Phone lines are going to be open up. Kathy's going to tell you how to reach us. So, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends that have a very good product at Extendivite. Now, I want you to listen to this because I take this product and it works for me, and I don't have to take blood pressure pills because of it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All righty, and as I said, I take that product and it works for me, and as a result, I have not had to take blood pressure medication. Thank you very much. It's a natural remedy that helps out. Okay, now, Kirstjen Nielsen spoke in front of the Congress, and she really got down and got into the nitty-gritty, and this is exactly what she said yesterday when she addressed the Congressional Committee.
Let me try to quickly summarize. We've championed a border wall system, which includes infrastructure, technology, and additional personnel. We've implemented virtually every measure within our authority to end catch and release, to keep aliens with no legal right to stay from being released into our country. We've worked with the Pentagon to deploy troops to the southern border, which has helped us achieve tens of thousands of apprehensions and turnbacks of illegal aliens. We've dramatically increased referrals for prosecutions of single adults illegally crossing the border from 12% at the start of the administration to nearly 50% today. We have worked tirelessly with the Northern Triangle countries. I myself can attest to the many trips that I've made and the conversations and negotiations I've had to deal with the root causes of migration and to address the challenges at the source. I talk to my counterparts in Central America almost weekly. I travel down there regularly, and this month I'm happy to report that we expect to sign a historic regional compact, the first ever, with those countries to counter irregular migration, human smuggling, trafficking, and the formation of caravans. This is something I've been pursuing for years, and it will have a real effect on this crisis. We've stepped up efforts to protect women and children from being abused, kidnapped, sexually assaulted, and exploited upon the dangerous journey, and we're doing more to dismantle TCOs, including through concerted interagency action and deeper foreign partnerships. We've intensified operations to seize illicit drugs, especially opioids, as they are smuggled into the U.S., including through the deployment of new technology. We're putting in place important measures to reduce asylum fraud so we can better help those who are truly fleeing persecution. This includes having certain individuals wait in Mexico until their claims are processed and where they are afforded humanitarian protection to ensure that the flow is safe and orderly. But it's simply still not enough. We need Congress to act so that we can take operational control of the border, as Congress directed us in law to do, to protect vulnerable populations, to reduce the life-ending flow of drugs into America, and to confront the scourge of human trafficking. Without congressional action, America's borders will never be secure. Until we deal with the outdated laws that contribute to this problem, the situation will only get worse. Simply put, the laws are not keeping up with the migrant flows. The gaps in the system are obvious. Just as laws must be revised to address technological advances and emerging threats, so too must the laws be changed to address vastly different circumstances at the border. If migrants arrive with children, we can only detain them for days, and then we have to release them. Even when they have no legal right to stay, we cannot keep them together as a family.
Now, that is important, what she just said, very important, and I hope you're paying attention. Then you've got congresspeople like Sheila Jackson Lee, congressional representative, Texas, out of the Houston area, and here's the back and forth she had with Kirstjen Nielsen. This is the problem in America today. Listen up.
Thank you, Chair. Now, recognize the young lady from Texas, Ms. Jackson Lee.
Let me thank the chairman and the ranking member for holding this hearing and the chairman's leadership on these issues. Madam Secretary, let me thank you for your service. Over the past couple of months, I'm very proud of the members of this committee, particularly my colleagues on the Democratic side, who almost everyone have been to the border because of their desire to be proficient and efficient on making the right decisions. And so my knowledge of this committee has been that every single Secretary of Homeland Security I've had a terrific working relationship with, regardless of the presidential politics or party, because our commitment here is to secure the nation. I believe if a horrific tragedy happens again, it is this committee and that in the Senate that will be looked to by the American people to devise the right approach. Do you believe that you, as Secretary of Homeland Security, have the independence of the White House to make the right decisions? Can you independently make a decision in contrary to the President of the United States on behalf of the American people for what is best for them?
Ma'am, what I can tell you is I take my oath with utmost extreme importance. I always do my best.
Is that your oath to the American people, your oath to the President of the United States?
No, ma'am. The oath, as you know, is to the Constitution and the people of America.
Right. And in that vein, do you have the ability to make independent determinations?
I do what I believe is best for the men and women of DHS in this country.
And have you advised the President on his emergency declaration? Have you given him the grounds for this emergency declaration in the context of what emergency means?
What I have done is I've given him all the facts from the men and women working at the border, many of whom I know you all have met with, and thank you for that. So what I do is I give him the operational reality. Here's what we're facing. Here's what we're seeing. Here are the facts. By my read of it, it is an emergency. It is a dual crisis. That's the information I provide.
If there's any data that you have given him in particular, I'm going to request.
Now, that's Sheila Jackson Lee trying to dig, trying to get in there somehow, get some sort of misstatement or misfactual thing said. Kirstjen Nielsen is a gem. She's doing a very good job as a Department of Homeland Security secretary, in my humble opinion. And she knows her stuff, unlike some of these other people, Janet Napolitano, who were just puppets of the administrations that they worked with. Remember that? That's what she was. Now, here's the key thing here. Here's the key thing here. She said, and I quote, "What I have done is I've given him," meaning the president, "all the facts from the men and women working at the border." Bingo. Who knows better what's going on at the border than the people working there? Now, she also said, "I give him an operational reality. Here's what we're facing. Here's what we're seeing. Here are the facts." And she said that, in her opinion, that is an emergency on that border. And I couldn't agree more, based on what I've known has been going on for years on that border. And it does not stop with the limited action that we're seeing from our Congress. They have to get off their duffs and change the asylum law. They have to do it. But they don't want it, the Democrats, that is, because these are votes. They look at them as being votes, not individuals, not people that need to be helped because of whatever. They look at them as being votes. Again, Nancy Pelosi, listen to this. "We should not be suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America." Who are the newcomers to America? The illegal migrants, illegal aliens, crossing that border, applying for asylum, which means they have to stay. Our newcomers to America, "we should not be suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America." They don't have a right to vote. They don't have a right to be here. They are misusing a part of our law, the asylum provision, on the immigration laws, in order to force their entry into the country and stay here. We don't need that. Think about that. As we go to the bottom of the hour, and we'll be coming back with our national and international military and veterans news. Got a lot of things to talk about there for sure. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first woman to fly in combat for the U.S. Air Force, gave her own emotional account during a subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military.
The perpetrators abuse their position of power in profound ways.
And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally retired from the Air Force in 2010 with the rank of colonel.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
McSally says she's going public now, hoping it will lead to reforms. Stocks closed lower, with the Dow down 133 points and the NASDAQ dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you in the United States. By the way, Bo Browning, who is the Senior Vice President in charge of admissions, will be here with us this morning to talk about the National Aviation Academy. Meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. And for those of you getting out of the military, not really sure what you want to do, you got skills, don't know where and how to use them. For those of you that are getting ready to graduate out of high school here, coming out of a vo-tech school, maybe you don't want to take that $8 or $10 an hour journeyman job to start with. Listen to what National Aviation Academy can offer you. Now, they've got two locations to serve you. One's in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. In Fort 15 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, a highly sought-after position right now, to say for sure, one of the top 10 jobs around the world that companies, aviation companies, are looking for. Now, here's what you do. You check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. You schedule a tour. You go check out one of their facilities, whichever's the closest to you. Now, military, post 9/11, your GI Bill will take care of you, no doubt about it. Previous 9/11, you'll have to call them up and they'll check your ratings to see what you got. How much of the schooling will be paid. And if not, then, of course, along with the civilians, you can always get a student loan because they'll help you do that, too. So there you go. But 14 short months is all it takes to get a job that can make you 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, $100,000 or more right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. And 95% of the graduates at National Aviation Academy already have the job in their hand that they're going to. Now, obviously, you have to graduate. You have to get the certification in your hand for the FAA certification as an aviation maintenance tech, but they're out the door, they're gone, and they're on their way to their future. And the companies love hiring them, too. So, you can also give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. The National Aviation Academy. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. And the rest is simple. It'll be a simple decision after that as to what you want to do and how you want to do it. By the way, tools are provided. They have nice, sharp uniforms they wear because they regiment everybody. A lot of esprit de corps there. Now, the Pentagon's Operational Test and Evaluation Office published a report that highlights a laundry list of problems with the Humvee's successor, the Joint Tactical Light Vehicle, but said it's operationally effective when its systems work properly. So you got people talking about how maybe the Joint Tactical Light Vehicle isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing. And you got another one that says, well, it's operationally effective, which tells me they're adapting, improvising, and overcome as it's out on the field right now, out with the units. By the way, the U.S. military is changing their killing machine robo-tank program after some controversy developed. Now, the U.S. Army is tweaking its request to defense contractors for information on the artificial intelligence augmented tank with the ability to identify, target, and engage enemies. Army officials want to make it clear a person will have the control over its ability to fire killing and destroying shots. Also, prosecutors now allege a U.S. Marine veteran trafficked cocaine as a Mexican drug kingpin. Now, this individual's name, Angel Dominguez Ramirez Jr., is suspected of running a cocaine smuggling operation for the Los Zetas paramilitary cartel. Dominguez was arrested in Mexico in 2016 and awaits extradition to San Diego. Also, Purple Heart recipients will get their claims priority with the VA starting April the 1st. Purple Heart recipients will get priority processing starting April the 1st for disability claims tied and filed with their Veterans Benefits Administration paperwork. Now, hundreds in Syria's Baghouz town along the border with Syria and Iraq and Turkey, right in that little corner, have surrendered amidst the slowdown in fighting. Syrian Democratic Forces estimate some 500 people remain in the ISIS-held enclave in Baghouz in the Deir al-Zor province. The SDF, Syrian Defense Forces, slowing down its push into the area to prevent injuring civilians who were being used as human shields. By the way, large groups of individuals, ISIS fighters, are surrendering to the SDF forces. And we'll see how all that plays out. Again, nobody really knows where Abu al-Baghdadi is at. That's the leader of ISIS. It's believed he probably snuck out of the area and is being hidden somewhere else, perhaps maybe even in, of all places, Iran. We'll see. And senators have introduced legislation to combat veteran suicide. Now, a bipartisan bill introduced after the president signed a proclamation in the U.S. Senate, the bill was introduced, which would require the Department of Veterans Affairs to exercise more oversight and measure the effectiveness of suicide prevention using a media campaign. And we'll see how that plays out, because that's something that, really, really, really needs the attention of the American people and our politicians right now. 20 people a day, 20 veterans a day commit suicide. That's 20 too many. By the way, the top uniform officer in NATO and the head of American forces in Europe said that if Turkey goes through with its decision to buy a Russian air defense system, he would recommend that the Pentagon refuse to give Ankara its planned purchase of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter jets. I agree with that 100%. And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is proposing not only an end to the Afghanistan war, but he's proposing giving all Iraq and Afghanistan veterans a one-time $2,500 payout and declaring victory in Afghanistan in what he is billing as a cost-saving move for America. Well, we'll see. We'll see. By the way, North Korea has restored part of its rocket test site it began to dismantle after pledging to do so in a first summit with U.S. President Donald Trump last year, while Trump's national security advisor warned that new sanctions could be introduced if Pyongyang did not scrap its nuclear weapons program. That would be John Bolton. We'll see what happens there, as the discussions right now have reached a stalemate. But maybe they'll bring it back up. Who knows? By the way, the UCOM commander, that's European Command, has requested two more Navy destroyers in the region and extra ground troops for Europe. The top U.S. officer in Europe told lawmakers that he has insufficient military firepower on the continent and wants two more Navy warships under his command, along with more ground forces to counter the Russian threat in Eastern Europe. We'll see how that is. Also, the U.S. has flown a B-52 bomber over the disputed islands in the South China Sea, according to the U.S. Pacific Air Forces. So there you go. And finally, the U.S. is considering new lethal aid to the Ukraine to deter the Russian threat there. We'll see how all that plays out, too. All right, well, we're coming back with our next highway and byway report. Tell you where that snowstorm has moved out onto. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even
even money saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All righty, that's the highway junkie getting started here with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report for this hour. Now, it's always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. Check them out online, Moss Family Automotive, and then take a look at all they have to offer. Well, the threat for heavy rain and burn scar flash flooding is going to continue in California through Thursday. A significant storm system expected to bring heavy snow and hazardous travel from the plains to the Midwest and the Great Lakes over the weekend. On the warm side of the storm, severe thunderstorms and maybe some bad weather like tornadoes will once again be possible from the Mississippi River Valley to the northern Gulf Coast region. So be listening to your weather radios in the southeastern part of the United States. It could save your life. Let's take a look at the snow. The snow has moved out from California, although the Sierra Nevada range in California has a winter storm warning in it still for that 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 feet, and very, very selected areas of 5 feet of snow way up at the top of the highest peaks is what's going on right now in California. A little bit of rain around the edges. Now, in Nevada, I-80 over to the east of Battle Mountain, over to Wendover, right there on the state line, you've got scattered snow flurries tonight. The mountains in eastern Nevada tonight are getting general snow as we speak. And over into Utah, if you're coming up I-15, you'll have some rain around St. George, Utah. But when you get up into the higher areas, I-15, certainly I-70 coming across to I-15, there is snow, general snow tonight going right up through Salt Lake and up in to Idaho and up into Wyoming. So if you get on I-80, you'll be in some snow there. Then some high winds. And over in the eastern part of Wyoming, you'll have some snow over there too. Until you get to Nebraska. And then Nebraska, most of Nebraska is snowing right now. Al said he's got about 3 inches of snow in North Platte at his work. And you've got a winter storm warning right now for Rapid City and the northwestern part of Nebraska, so be careful there. That's Rapid City, South Dakota, where it's snowing across the southern third of Nebraska, pretty much across I-90 as we speak. And snow goes out into Iowa, the southern half of Iowa tonight, and snow goes across the central part of Illinois. It looks like Springfield, you're beginning some snow there if you're not already getting it. And then over into Ohio right now, you've got snow in the southwestern corner of Ohio as that snow continues to move east. Now, up in the upstate New York area, you still have a winter storm warning for Syracuse to it's Oswego County, general snow north of there to Watertown. But central New York itself proper, I-90, from about Herkimer over to Waterloo, you've got a winter storm warning. It's still snowing there, and that is the lake effect snow machine is still doing its thing over there. Now, cold weather and freeze and frost and severe weather condition alerts are up now for most of South Carolina, all of Georgia, all of the northern part of Florida through the Panhandle from about Ocala north over to Jacksonville, all of Alabama, most of Mississippi, and there's some scattered showers along the Mississippi River tonight all the way up into Tennessee and Kentucky. Right now, some scattered rain in Tennessee tonight. So be advised of that. Out in New Mexico, going west on I-40, there's some high winds there in the eastern part of New Mexico, but other than that, you'll have clear sailing after that to get into California. And our friends in Denver tonight and Colorado, good morning to you. You are getting snow up there in your area west of Denver. There's still a winter storm warning for the higher elevations there. There's a higher elevation winter storm warning for Wyoming just over the state line, I-25, and general snow in the southwestern corner of Wyoming tonight. And some snow up there scattered in Montana, some snow up there scattered in northern Idaho, and that's about it for the moment. Don't forget, Moss Family Automotive, where you can go and make your best deal at one of their four dealerships. And tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get an extra $500 off whatever the vehicle is that you pick. Now, you serve, you save. Very simple. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, and 9-1 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on a brand new vehicle at one of the four dealerships they have. And in addition, the certified pre-owned vehicles come with Moss Care for Life. Ask Patricia. She knows about that. She just found out, and that's Ed's girlfriend who bought a vehicle there. And she found out about that. She's very happy, and thank you very much, Ed, for telling her to go up there and tell her the captain sent her, because she wound up with a very nice little Ford Escort, is what I was told. And also, you serve, you save gets you thousands of dollars off a vehicle. The pickup trucks right now, yesterday, were all marked $12,000 off. So that was a good savings there, not counting any whatever your deal is and whatever your trade-in is. So keep that in mind. Moss Family Automotive, Moss Family Automotive. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And remember, when you do that, you're going to get an extra $500 off the vehicle that you're looking at. Okay, to the phone lines and Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it snowing on your hilltop?
No.
I just thought I would say that just to see what you would say, because is it cold up there?
It's a little brisk.
Okay. Do you have a temperature for us?
Not at the moment. I suppose I could go. I think it's around...
Okay, because we're supposed to have a low in the low 40s tonight, and we'll just see what happens there when that does or does not happen. Now, say hello, first of all, to the people in San Antonio and Austin.
You know, hello to that area. I used to live in San Antonio, and I went to school in San Marcos.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that area very well. So hello, hello, hello.
Now, the president is predicting a good deal with China or no deal at all. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to say about it? We have no idea where we are. None. And I think some of the things that have complicated the trade deal with China is some of these other things that China has been doing that it shouldn't be doing, that throw sand in the gears. That includes technology transfers and hacking and pressure on North Korea. So I believe that, you know, with every topic that they necessarily cover going through the trade deals with China, it kind of dings China on something else. So, yeah, including Huawei, I might add, which is a big deal.
Yeah, and there's something going on there with, a trial or something? Or somebody got, what's going on there?
Yeah, now they're suing the United States. They're suing Canada. I think that it has been approved that the CEO of Huawei can, in fact, be extradited to the United States. It's nasty.
Okay, well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere, because you got the top of the hour news, and your stations get to identify themselves and pay a few bills of their own. And then we'll be right back right after the news with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, live all across America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.